everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for all these wonderful opportunities to minister to His people. I know His return is soon and sudden and without warning. And I know He's returning. But I thank God for another chance to minister His word. The Lord loves us. And He has so many wonderful things to do and help us to. He'll help us go forward in life. And I thought about this morning how the Lord loves us and He's always looking out for us. But the problem that I notice is that we as people of God can do so much more than we realize. We have access to the perfect knowledge and wisdom of the Holy Spirit. And like I mentioned in the last broadcast, the Lord is more than ministry. He's more than solving problems in our lives. He's so much more. He can teach you so many things on every subject. And our lives can be so much more enhanced. What's happening is people focus on the negative too much. They focus on problems. If you think about it, you can plan your life and structure it in God's way. It's good to have things that interest that you care about, that make your life fruitful. See, when God told Adam to be fruitful and multiply, a lot of times people look at, well, I got to do some work so I can make money. And that's the top of the shelf to them. But let me say this. You can do something you're interested in. You know, when you think about how God do things, it's totally better than how Satan do things. In communist countries, they don't care what you like to do. They demand that you do what they want you to do. Whatever you're good at, they'll tell you to do whether you want to or not. Or whatever, you know, whatever they think you're good at. You don't really have a choice. But in our country, you can do what you want to do. You know, the Hardy brothers, they worked, two of them worked on trains. And they learned how to mold cast iron. They made parts for trains. They knew how to make molds, sand molds, and make parts for trains. And one of them had a business mind. Now that was the Davidson brothers. And then Harley, he did the work of an engineer. He could picture something and then draw it, and they could build it. And they made some of the best motorcycles of the day. And their company is still in business, though they're long gone. You can do things you're interested in and flourish in life. Now, my mother told me that. She said, you're going to have to work. You might as well do something you love doing. And I did. And I enjoy my work life. And I used the talents and gifts that God gave me to help me do this ministry. Your life can be wonderful by the Holy Spirit. Being guided by the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean barely getting along. It doesn't mean survival mode. Though we have to fight this warfare, you can take time and do things that's fun to do, things that's important to you. I like to see men go fishing when they want to. They work as under God all week. They take care of their family. They deserve to go fish or hunt or ride motorcycles or whatever it is that they like doing. I like to see women, they might want to dance or play music or whatever. Life is to be enjoyed. It's too good to sit up and worry about problems and what's wrong and what Satan's up to. Just drive Satan out of your life, make good decisions, keep making good decisions, and enjoy life. The Lord didn't stop making planets and people just because an angel went rogue and started a war against him. He's going to do it. He's going to get rid of sin once and for all. Now, we're almost at the days of the tribulation period, which will last 7 years. And then Jesus is going to reign on earth 1,000 years. And once that 1,000 years is up, there will be no more sin, period. All of it will be captured and put in hell and forgotten about. Everybody that didn't make it, they went on to hell. They didn't want Christ. They didn't want salvation. They wanted to play with the world. Satan wanted, he tempted whoever he can. They're going to be gone. They're going to be forgotten about. We got a glorious future ahead of us. We will be so dedicated to God that sin just won't be in our thoughts anymore. By choice, too. And then you can explore the interests you have. There's so many wonderful things you can be doing. And you're going to have eternity to do it. I look forward to those days, but I enjoy time now. Sinners will never enjoy time again if they go to hell. And my heart goes out to, I put a lot of my efforts into keep people's God's knowledge so they can help people not go. But see, a healthy life does healthy things. In a healthy marriage, people, they learn God's ways and they incorporate all the God's knowledge that they can in their life. And they love their spouse unconditionally without requiring anything from them. And some people will say, well, that's a hard statement, but that's a word from the Lord. If you can do that, you can do anything. If you can love man, you can do anything. And you don't have, just because a person's married to you, if you require something from them, you're putting pressure on them. Just love them with God's love. Help them as you can. Pray for all the needs to be met and all the problems to be solved. And take authority so that it'll happen. Praying is not enough. Sometimes you pray mostly for knowledge and wisdom. God gave you authority, you just have to use it. He gave you healing, you just have to take it. You can pray for healing, but you can take it too. You don't have to wait for healing. It's already been paid for. You just take it. God gave it to you, take it. Everything God gave you, take it. He gave you salvation, take it. And thank God for it. And love God. An obedient life causes success after success. Obeying the Lord is the first step of prosperity. Because you're doing things in accurate order. Now, when that's in place, other things are possible. You take a portion of your life and work, a portion of your life to sleep, a portion of your life to help others. And you got to take time for yourself. Every day you got to take some time just to reboot something, do something you like doing. And that's as important as all the effort you put forth. Otherwise, you'll get burnt out. Now, God, if you look at what God did in the first place, He took a day and rested. That's important. Take a day and rest. You work, you rest. You work, you play. Go do something you like doing. Go play softball, whatever it is. Fish. Play basketball, whatever you can do. Getting other people to do it with you can be a problem. So you, in this day and hour, people don't schedule much fun in their life. You know, mothers worry about the children. Fathers worry about their wife. And what they got to do to make money and keep food on the table and bills paid. Don't put too many burdens on yourself. Take care of the things you have. You know, don't let the things that's working go bad. Keep it up. get the oil changed on time so that you don't have to buy engines. You know, all of, I work on cars, and I knew 2 years ago, I knew I was going to be building engines, because people were coming. Whenever I work on people's cars, I always check their fluids. 99% of the time, I check their fluids before it leaves me. And most of them are at least 2 quarts low in oil. So I buy oil just as a courtesy, just to keep my customers from blowing their motors up. And then they tell me, well, I was about to go get an oil change. What? You can't have a car low in oil and think you're going to make it to get your oil change. And then you have to put it off another week. Once the oil gets low enough, if the oil pump suck out, it'll destroy that motor. And it costs thousands of dollars to fix it again. And it inconveniences me because it takes me about 2.5 weeks to get a motor done. I can take it apart, but it takes a week to in the machine shop. Then I have to put it back together, and putting it back together, it takes longer than taking it apart. And everything's got to be right and torqued and measured. So I decided I'm gonna charge more money for motors. My schedule's better when I don't have to do it. I love doing it. I like making the money from it. But it's unnecessary. If you take care of the car, you won't have to have an engine. They make them better now. In other words, take care of what you have. My mother said, you can't get rich buying the same things over and over again. And if you know, the things that you have, if you're too worried about problems, you're not looking at what's necessary. If you go ahead and do the most necessary things, eventually, when you get a bonus, a raise, or whatever, you'll have more money to save, and your life will get better. And eventually, you pay your car off, and don't jump out there and buy another one because you're used to the note. No. Make that car pay you back. Keep putting the same amount of money in your account. Now, this is just advice. You do how you want, but you're going to have to buy parts for that car. You're going to have to do repairs on it. Some things are going to wear out over time. And if you stay ahead of the curve, you won't have breakdowns. I work on fire trucks sometimes, not often, but I told the fireman, I said, it's best to fix a fire truck the same way they do an airplane. You give the parts so many hours and you change them. Because when they break, they'll break down when you use them. And you're using it when you're putting out a fire. And you can do your car the same way. You know, you can estimate how long alternators last and change it ahead of time. Starters. That way you don't have breakdowns. You don't miss a beat. You don't go get stranded. You don't have to wait on tow trucks. Your mechanic can tell you about how long parts should last. So it's important to take care of what you have. I'm using cars because that's what I know. Same thing for other things. These things take stress out of your life, and you'll have more time to just talk to the Lord about things you're interested in. I hear from the Lord a lot about ministry. He brings things to me, and I put that on the top shelf, like I always say. And I ask him my questions so I can be on board with whatever he wants to do. But it's also important to take time and go play and do something fun. A healthy couple takes time and they enjoy each other. They go to dinner, they go play tennis, whatever they do. If you're a young mother with young children, children require a lot of energy. I'm gonna tell you something about children. Make it easy on yourself.
give them a God foundation. Teach them God's word. Get them in the habit of hearing the word. They'll develop a love for it. And when they're old, they won't give you all that trouble. And then you want to take all the pain out of their life. Everything that you learn to combat Satan, you got to teach them as they can receive it. And you don't shelter them. The world is mean. You got to show them what to avoid. I'm not saying you got to make them grow up. You just want them to be knowledgeable. You want them to know what to do in different situations. When they're very young, teach them about Jesus. Teach them and let them see you praying to God. And it, you know, every night, the little toddlers and babies, hold them and pray. Let them hear you praying to the Lord and rejoicing. And they'll do it too. A friend of mine, his back was hurting, and his 3-year-old daughter laid hands on him and prayed for him like she saw him do at church. And the Lord healed him. Keep him in a godly atmosphere. Don't get mad and quit going to church. Take your children to church. Pray about what church to take them to. And God will prescribe a church for you. And go there and be diligent there. Now, don't worry about other people's problems. When people come to you with their problems, go to the Lord. And whatever you do, do it in God's strength, is what I'm saying. Don't take on other people's burdens. Every grown person, they need to, God will help them with their problems. We help people see Him. That's the only way they're going to be blessed. They got to see Him. And they got to rely on Him. They got to obey Him. Sometimes people will try to get you to solve their problems. And that should be illegal, and it's not. That's not of God. God wants everybody to trust, to look to Him. People will try to look to you. The Lord taught me that. Because I'm enthused about God, and I love Him. I love people. And when you love people, well, they say, well, He loved me. I'm going to try to get Him to help me and fix my car for free since He loved me. I'm not going to fix your car for free. If I fix your car, I'm going to charge you. You got to get your money from God. And the Lord taught me that. He was stern about it. Do things God's way and things will be in place. I have to take care of my children when they're young. When they can take care of themselves, they're required to take care of themselves. I'm not going to take care of them all their life. The proverb said a good father will leave his children an inheritance. And I want to do that. But first, they're going to have to take care of themselves. And everything I acquire in life, they'll get that when I'm gone. Unless the rapture takes us all. Everything, if you follow God, everything will be in order. And you have to make adjustments to what God said. God don't do dumb things. He don't do what men would do. He don't do He don't make foolish emotional decisions. All your decisions should be good and wholesome and on point. Follow Him and your life will work. Do it God's way and your life will work. You don't have to go around with burdens on your mind. You're not designed for that. Just think about what you want to do and do it. God will define, you know, seek His counsel, just like the Proverbs say, Proverbs 3, 5 through 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. If you do these things,
You can do anything. If you do it God's way, so many things are possible. You're free to love. You're free to have fun. You're free to do the greater things in life. And you can have better and more solid relationships. You can do things a whole lot better. I want to see people do things and live like Christ. God is, you know, I talk to the Lord about everything. And sometimes I say, Lord, what do you want to talk about? Beside ministry, just anything. It's important. And he will do that. He will be a father to you. Fathers talk about all subjects, not just one or two. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.